Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Creating Moments of Joy Along the Alzheimer's Disease Journey by Jolene Bracke is a practical caregiving guide for families, friends, and professional caregivers supporting people with Alzheimer's disease or related dementias. The fifth revised and expanded edition continues the central premise associated with the book when short-term memory is impaired. Care is experienced largely in immediate moments rather than in continuous narrative memory. Bracke therefore shifts attention from trying to create perfect days to creating brief, meaningful experiences that leave comfort, pleasure, or connection. The book belongs to the dementia caregiving genre, but its emphasis is less clinical than relational. It offers practical suggestions, real-life-oriented guidance, humor, and encouragement for caregivers who often face grief, frustration, repetition, and emotional fatigue. Its purpose is to help caregivers understand what still reaches the person with dementia and how small changes in approach can improve quality of life for both the person receiving care and the caregiver. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, present moment care as the central caregiving unit. The core idea of the book is that dementia care should be organized around moments rather than full days, complete memories, or long-term outcomes. This matters because short-term memory loss changes how experience is processed. A person may not remember a visit, a song, a shared laugh, or a comforting statement minutes later, but the emotional tone of that interaction can still shape the next moment. Bracke treats this as a practical caregiving principle. The goal is not to prove that a person can recall what happened, but to create an atmosphere in which the person feels safe, valued, and pleased. This perspective reduces an unhelpful standard of success. Caregivers often feel defeated when meaningful activities are forgotten, but the book reframes forgetfulness as compatible with meaningful care. If the smile, calm, or sense of belonging occurred, the moment served its purpose. The approach is especially useful because it gives caregivers realistic, repeatable goals. Rather than waiting for a major breakthrough or measuring progress through memory, they can focus on the tone, timing, and emotional effect of ordinary interactions. Secondly, emotional connection over factual correction. A recurring implication of Bracke's approach is that emotional truth often matters more than factual accuracy in daily dementia care. People with Alzheimer's disease may repeat questions, confuse time, misidentify circumstances, or speak from an earlier period of life. A purely corrective response can increase distress because it confronts the person with loss, confusion, or contradiction. The book encourages caregivers to consider what feeling lies beneath the words and to respond to that need. If a person is anxious, lonely, embarrassed, or searching for reassurance, the useful response is often comfort rather than correction. This does not mean ignoring safety or abandoning honesty in every context. It means recognizing that many everyday conflicts arise because caregivers try to anchor the person in present facts when the person is experiencing a different internal reality. By emphasizing connection, the book helps caregivers shift from winning arguments to reducing distress. The reasoning is practical. A calmer emotional state usually creates more cooperation, better communication, and less exhaustion for everyone involved. This makes the guide especially relevant for families struggling with repeated conversations or painful misunderstandings. Thirdly, personalized joy through familiar preferences and identity. The book treats joy as something that must be individualized rather than applied through a fixed activity list. A meaningful moment depends on the person being cared for past interests, familiar routines, favorite music, humor, sensory preferences, social habits, and the roles that shaped identity. This is important because dementia may reduce recent memory while leaving emotional associations, habits, and long-established preferences more accessible. A generic activity can fail if it does not connect to the person, while a simple familiar cue can produce warmth or recognition without requiring complex cognition. Bracke's practical value lies in encouraging caregivers to observe carefully and adapt. The question becomes not what should people with dementia enjoy, but what has this person usually enjoyed and what version of that experience is still accessible now. This can include simplifying activities, shortening them, removing pressure to perform, and focusing on participation rather than achievement. The approach preserves dignity because it begins with the person rather than the diagnosis. It also helps caregivers make better use of limited energy by choosing interactions that are more likely to resonate emotionally. Fourthly, caregiver resilience through humor, hope, and reframing. Although the book is focused on the person with dementia, it also addresses the emotional life of the caregiver. Alzheimer's disease caregiving can involve grief, fatigue, guilt, impatience, and a sense of losing the relationship that once existed. Bracke's use of humor and encouragement is not a denial of those burdens. It is a method of helping caregivers remain emotionally available. By highlighting small successes, the book gives caregivers a way to notice what is still possible instead of being absorbed only by decline. this reframing has practical consequences. A caregiver who sees a brief laugh or relaxed expression as meaningful is more likely to continue seeking connection, while one who measures success only by restored memory may feel powerless. The book also suggests that caregiving can teach caregivers about themselves, including their expectations, limits, tenderness, and need for support. This dimension makes the guide more than an activity manual. It acknowledges that the caregiver's state affects the quality of care. Hope, in this framework, is not a promise of cure. It is the belief that humane, joyful, and effective interactions remain possible within the reality of progressive memory loss. Lastly, practical usefulness and the limits of a joy-centered guide. The book's strength is its accessible, relational guidance, but that also defines its limits. Creating moments of joy is not a substitute for medical evaluation, safety planning, legal preparation, respite care, or detailed behavioral management when dementia symptoms become severe. Families often need broader resources for topics such as medication decisions, wandering risk, financial planning, residential care, hospice, or caregiver burnout. Brackey's guide is best understood as complementing those resources by addressing the daily interpersonal layer of care. Its contribution is to improve how caregivers enter a room, respond to confusion, choose activities, and interpret the meaning of brief positive interactions. This makes the book especially useful in the space between clinical knowledge and lived caregiving. Many dementia guides explain disease progression or systems of care, while this one concentrates on the texture of ordinary encounters. The limitation is that it should not be expected to answer every logistical or medical question. The benefit is that its advice can be applied immediately in homes, adult day programs, assisted living settings, and memory care communities. Its scope is narrow enough to be memorable and broad enough to influence daily care. In conclusion, creating moments of joy along the Alzheimer's disease journey is especially suited for family caregivers, spouses, adult children, friends, volunteers, and professional care staff who want concrete ways to improve everyday interactions with a person living with dementia. Readers looking for a comprehensive medical or legal handbook may need to pair it with a broader dementia care reference, but those seeking relational guidance will find its focus practical. The book helps caregivers understand why brief, positive experiences still matter even when they are not retained as explicit memories. It also offers a useful emotional correction to the despair that can accompany progressive memory loss. The relationship may change, but comfort, humor, recognition, and pleasure can still be created. Its practical benefit is that it turns caregiving into a series of manageable choices about tone, timing, familiarity, and emotional safety. Compared with more encyclopedic dementia guides, the book stands out because it is built around one memorable principle rather than a wide survey of problems. That focus makes it easy to recall during stressful moments. Brackey's distinctive contribution is the insistence that humane care is not measured only by memory, task completion, or symptom control, but also by the felt experience left behind in the present moment. If you would like to support Jalene Brackey, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.